eternally. So take me in turns, internally. When I'm on fire, my body will be forever yours, nocturnal me.
An ice campfire,
listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. Ooh, Astro Hour. Oh, man, I forgot that the song was still playing, and I kind of turned it back up to full volume. My name is Zach Going. I'm your host for today. I'm joined here by my two fairly regularized guests at this point, Sean Freeman.
Hello.
And Chris Delarusso. And also greeted today by Sean's cousin, Katie. Would you like to introduce yourself, Katie?
Hi, I'm Katie Connington.
There you go. Boom. It's always nice to have a woman in the studio.
Hi, Mom.
Can I say hi to my mom?
I mean, yeah, if you want.
I don't
want.
Think she's listening, but hi, Mom.
Yeah, she can listen to the archives.
Yeah.
I love how both of you are playing Pokemon Go at this point.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
my
you're not.
Phone is off.
Sean is.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm just kind of sitting here collecting my Pokestops.
Okay, yeah,
anyone,
I get it.
Anyone going to drop a lore?
That's what
anything,
I usually do. No, because I don't have my phone on me today because I left it in my car.
And yeah, that was your mistake.
I walked 50 feet away from my car and I realized I didn't have my phone. And I was like, it's not worth it.
That's karma coming back at you for not giving me that shirt.
So I was at this Blink-182 concert last week. And as I was leaving, which, first of all, amazing show. Just perfect, amazing time.
And
you
were apprehensive
about
going,
too. Yeah, I didn't
even
really expect to have as good of a time that I did. What?
My headphones have been broken the whole time.
Oh, okay.
I could only hear through one ear thing, and then the other one just kicked in.
Oh, right wow. Yeah, congratulations. Awesome. I think I can only hear... I can hear through both. Whatever. So I was at the Blink-182 concert. Had a great time. Great show. Amazing band. And then as I was leaving, first of all, also I caught a drumstick, but it was
you didn't
me,
tell me that.
No, it was
one.
Me and another kid. I didn't actually get to keep it.
Ah.
Because, well, first of all, I was like, "Yeah, it's cool. At least I caught the drumstick. This other kid can keep it. Like, because what am I gonna do with the drumstick?" And like the kid like was a lot bigger than me, so I was like, "Okay, I'll let him keep the drumstick." But then he got it stolen from him, which was actually kind of funny. And actually, a fight broke out in the pit.
Ooh.
Yeah, because of that.
Because of the drumstick?
Yeah, so I'm glad that I wasn't involved in that. I'm glad I kind of gave up ownership very quickly.
You might have been eaten alive.
It was bad. Some people were kicked out. And if I was kicked out, I probably wouldn't have been able to leave at the time I did, where an official-looking woman comes up to me, went next to like a guy with like a camera, it was like an iPad filming. So there's footage of this somewhere. And comes up to me and is like, "Would you like a t-shirt?" And I'm like, obviously, I would love a t-shirt. Like, who says no to a free t-shirt? And she goes, "Cool." and hands me this like sopping wet t-shirt and is like, Mark Hoppus wore it on stage tonight. And I'm like, this is the most amazing experience of my life. I give her a hug. I'm rubbing this sweaty t-shirt all over my face. Like, I'm rubbing it over other people. I was with my my friend, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's roommate. And they were all rubbing like the sweat on themselves as well. It was oddly communal experience. Yeah.
Maybe cult-esque.
It was pretty great. I needed to like hide it under my the t-shirt that I was wearing because I didn't want anyone to see it, because I just saw, you know, a fight break out over a drumstick. We got it into the car. It took like 2 hours to get out of Mansfield. Because the parking lots in Mansfield suck majorly.
Yeah, oh, they're awful.
It was actually probably the worst experience, where for an hour and a half, like, we literally didn't move at all. And then for like 30 minutes, it took us 30 minutes to actually get out of the parking lot. But for an hour and a half, we were just in stalemate. And then once I got home, I gave the t-shirt to my friend's girlfriend.
And I'm still so upset with you.
Well, here's the thing, is I had the memory of it. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do with this t-shirt? And
it
means so much more to this young girl. Like, I couldn't have given it to me.
Nah,
sorry, bud.
Then again, I don't know what I would do with a sweaty used t-shirt from Mark Hoppus. Maybe frame it. I don't know.
I'll give you a picture, or I'll send you a picture.
You'll send me an autographed picture of Mark Hoppus's t-shirt.
I don't have an autographed picture.
You know, you'll autograph it. Great memories.
I mean, I can.
Zach going in Mark Hoppus's t-shirt.
I think I'm going to go around at the end of concerts now in a suit, handing out like my sweaty t-shirts. Would you like this t-shirt? He wore it on stage tonight. And then watch people freak out about it and be like, that's my sweat.
It's interesting. You got to make sure they're not wearing like a really like... Noticeable t-shirt. Yeah, like Mark Hoppus's t-shirt was... It was like a t-shirt that was from his specific clothing line.
Oh, the high-name Mark line?
Yeah, it was like... a shake, fries, and a burger, but the burger was an octopus burger.
Oh, yeah, like his Marktopus logo.
Yeah. So, like, it was so weird, because I was even watching on stage, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a really cool t-shirt. Like, good for Mark. And then I got it.
And then you texted me immediately, and mind you, I'm in the woods with no service.
I texted, like, 100 people.
I'm in the woods with no service.
I didn't get a text.
The one text message I get that night.
I texted,
night,
like, all Blink-182
fans. It's fine.
I'm in the woods with no service. The one text message I get that night is, I got Mark Hoppus' shirt tonight. And I immediately text you, I will pay you any sum of money for that. And you're like, nope, sorry. Broke my heart.
Yeah, sorry. Well, at that point, I was actually planning on keeping it.
Yeah. You're like, I might let you look at it once.
Yeah, no. I was fairly convinced I was going to keep it for a while, but then I was like, what am I actually going to do with this sweaty shirt? I'm not going to wash it.
That's what would happen with me. Like, if you were somehow to give it to me, if I paid you for it, I don't know what I would do with it.
Yeah, no, you just got to walk around in a headset at concerts. Yeah. That's what I might do that now at this point.
What's that?
Yeah. All right, give it to someone. Cool.
All right, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, or you got to do it with something like less specific. You got to do it with like socks.
Yeah.
Would you like a pair of sweaty socks?
These are Chad Kroger of Nickelback sweaty socks. Would you like them more? I'm on stage tonight.
We're at a Pearl Jam concert.
Scatter.
Here is Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang. We'll be right back with some hot takes.
Ooh.
Here we go. Hot takes.
to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, me molesta.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
And we're back to the Astro Hour, which is what you are currently listening to. Hello.
Is it?
It is. In fact, hot takes. Here we go. What's your hot take, John?
Well, I love hot chocolate cake.
Okay, never mind. We're going to Chris.
John Cena's rap album from 2005 is actually really, really good.
Okay, what's your other hot take?
That's it. That's my only hot take. That's my.
There
only...
was an. I've never listened to John Cena did a rap
John
album.
John Cena back.
That's 11 years ago.
Back in like 2004, 2005.
He's been on the scene for 11 years.
He came into wrestling in like 2002.
Jesus.
Well, he's almost 40, mind you.
He doesn't look it.
No.
Is he still wrestling?
But anyway, so to explain to you what that means. Back in like 2004, 2005, when I was big into wrestling at like age 10 and 11, John Cena had a rapper gimmick. Like he was just like a rapper from the mean streets of West Newbury, Massachusetts.
He's from Massachusetts.
Yeah. West Newbury.
Good for John Cena.
After he won their like top title, they like marketed him unbelievably. Like they made him like the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was playing on the gimmick. He released an entire, I think it's like a 12-track rap album. And it's actually, looking back on it, I was listening to it last night on Apple Music.
It's fire.
It's straight fire. There's so many bangers on there. That album goes.
Do you know who actually made...
Hashtag hot take.
Made a song? Luke Feldman and Neville Lambert.
Made an actual song?
They made a song. They're coming out with an album.
That's a joke.
Nope.
They're not coming out with an album.
Nope, they are.
Did Los Rubios ever release an official song?
Not an original,
not
I think.
Sure.
But like any studio recorded, or they always just kind of been
live?
Los Rubios is a Medford High School a cappella with barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
And they're actually pretty good. But there's always changing members.
Yeah, exactly. They're always changing members, so I think that presents a problem. And also, I don't care.
about acapella.
Hashtag hot take.
That's really
that's Zach's hot take. He doesn't care about
really
acapella.
Bad. That's really bad around these parts to say that, considering Tufts has 16 acapella groups.
Wow.
Hey, you know how many is too many acapella groups?
16.
One?
That's very true. That's very true.
Hashtag hot takes. Take that, Tufts listeners.
Okay, what exactly is a hot take?
I don't know.
It's like it's something in the news is a hot take. Okay. Or like, actually, it's any take that's hot. Oh. So like, hot meaning new, hot off the presses, fresh.
Controversial.
Could be a fresh, controversial take, a hot take.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So like, here is a Vox article about France's burkini ban.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes. Interesting thing. Where they gave a ticket to a woman wearing a headscarf on a beach for wearing an outfit not respecting good morals and secularism.
Wow.
Which is just kind of... Like, I don't want to sound like Howie Carr for a minute and complain about, like, religious freedoms being stifled.
Howie Carr, we're calling
Howie
you
Carr,
out.
Howie Carr, we are calling you out again.
Get in the studio.
You can get on the show. We will have you. Curtis Hall, Tufts University, anytime, any place.
We'll bring bagels.
We will bring... Well, we can't bring bagels inside the studio.
We'll buy you bagels
beforehand.
We will eat bagels outside of the studio in the hallway, and then
we'll
have a
coming down.
The gloves are coming down.
God, I really hope he doesn't come on.
Anyway, you had a point before we got off track.
But, like, that is actually kind of, like...
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of terrible. It's like, let's say if you're wearing, like, a yarmulke, and you're walking around, and they're like, you're not being secular enough. That's
What if someone's wearing, like, a cross necklace?
Yeah, like, there's so much that's wrong with that.
The precedent that sets is...
Yeah, like... like, governments should be secular. I totally agree with that. But governments enforcing their citizens to be secular is a really, really strange
thing. But can she fight the ticket, though?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but like, there is actually like a law against it.
I was gonna say, I think it's illegal to wear.
Yeah, you can't wear a burqa in France.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's not just like a cop being crazy. This is like an actual law, which is like insane. But maybe there's a good argument for it, but actually, this Vox article is very, very much against it.
Sean, do you have
more hot takes?
Now that you have an understanding of what a hot take is, Sean, do you have something other than like a chocolate cake?
It can be about chocolate. It doesn't need to be about, you know, like the status of Muslims in the society. Like,
it could be about John Cena's rap album.
I was looking at your tweets earlier about the B movie. I don't know.
That's another segment.
No. We can talk about B movie now. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was watching B movie last night, right? And when it got to the point, maybe this is my inner Tufts sophomore talking.
They brainwashed you.
You're two semesters, two semester of college student.
So, and I was listening. I was watching B movie, and it got to the point where Barry B. Benson learns about how humans have been getting honey and how like there are bees in like work camps essentially producing this honey for humans and it's stolen. And I was like, this is obviously a metaphor for cultural appropriation.
No,
like,
it's obviously. Not. It's just about honey and bees. It's like, not. Don't read it.
Or just race in America in general of you got this this ruling class profiting off of the labor and culture and livelihood of an oppressed minority. Like,
Zach, you sound like my 11th grade AP English teacher. Don't say his name. You know who it is.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Now, listen, it's like, oh, the curtains are blue. That's symbolizing the author's pain and sorrow. No, the curtains are just blue. Okay? Don't look any further into it.
I mean, but it's like pretty obvious. If you replace bees in this movie with black people and like honey with like money and culture, it makes total sense. It still makes complete sense. Yeah, it could almost be a case for reparations.
It's a children's movie about bees.
That's very true. And it's also written by Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So it's written and produced by Jerry Seinfeld.
And starring Jerry Seinfeld.
Apparently.
So what's it about?
My sister said something about like his passion project. Well, here's the thing. It could also very well be about Jews.
What's it about?
Because all the characters are Jewish.
It's about nothing.
It is. It's a show about
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So what type of stories would you tell? What'd you do today? I got up. I went to work. That could be a show. How could that be a show? Well, maybe. What if something happened to you on the way to work? No! Nothing happened. Love it. Yeah. So I did a bunch of tweets last night about.
Yeah, you live tweeted
at ZA going.
I was on my break at work and I was looking at my Twitter account and I was through my timeline. It's just Zach going.
Yeah.
Tweet after tweet, live tweeting his experience of watching the B movie.
It's a pretty good movie. Like even despite the obvious metaphors, it's pretty fun.
It's a B movie. It's a movie about bees. There's no metaphors.
And
it's
much below a B movie. It's like a C movie. Like, like in terms of its cultural like importance, you know.
I forgot that movie existed until your live tweets.
Yeah. All right. So here's a quick video of. Well, it's more. It's a video, but I'm just gonna play the audio of it. I've been waiting maybe a month now for Tim Kaine to go on a late night show and play the harmonica with the house band, and he did it on Colbert last night nights ago, I think. And he's really good. This is Stay Human doing the backing, John Batiste on the melodica, and Tim Kaine on the harmonica.
This is the modern Bill Clinton playing the saxophone.
Yes, that's exactly what this is. Only instead of being sexy, it's being like a dad. So I'm totally for that. So here is Tim Kaine with Stay Human from The Late Show. Some sweet sounds from your future vice president. All of you just put on your headphones. I was actually just going to go right to the next song, but I was going to talk for a minute before I put it on. Sweet sounds from your future vice president. When asked to describe Tim Kaine to the press after he was announced as being the vice presidential nominee, one of his senior aides described it as, Tim doesn't carry around a harmonica with him wherever he goes. Tim carries around 4 harmonicas with him wherever he goes. And we're back with the Astro Hour, which is what you are currently listening to.
It is?
Hooray. Well, we're not listening to it.
Hooray.
We're living it.
Was that Aaron,
hooray.
Was that your Aaron Paul as Todd impression?
Hooray. No, that's my
Aaron.
I don't know if I can do. I don't think
hooray!
I can. Aww. My awe is a lot better as Todd.
If we're going to be back
it's
on.
It's not Ibsen, but sure.
Ibsen.
That's my Bojack. It's not that good.
But anyway, going back to hot takes real quick.
Yeah.
I didn't like Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul's best role. I didn't like Breaking Bad. Aaron Paul's best role is as Todd.
I would totally agree. I thought Breaking Bad was like an okay show. I think it's way overhyped.
Yeah.
Like people talk about it as if it's the like greatest show whatsoever. On television. I'm not like a
that. Is Aaron Paul on Stranger Things?
No.
Or is this a different
Bojack
show?
Horseman.
Aaron Paul's Bojack Horseman?
No, he's in Bojack Horseman. Oh. He's Bojack Horseman's roommate.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, not roommate. Is
kind of. I mean.
The guy who sleeps on his couch.
Yeah. Like, that's the easiest word to say it.
But, he had his own. He had another show, too, that he's doing on Netflix. Like, another series.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, you know, he does. Like, he's doing it.
You know, know what I'm really amped for, though?
I forget what it's called.
What?
Donald Glover's new show on FX, Atlanta. I don't know if you've seen
it. I haven't really seen any previews for
it. Oh, that's all have you ever seen the one where there's these guys and they're walking really funny because everything's shot in reverse?
No.
So, like, okay, well, all the commercials for it, they're walking forward, but really what it was is they're playing a video backwards.
Yeah.
So they had to walk backwards because in the background,
that's awesome.
You can see everybody's walking, like, fast mm-hmm. backwards and all the cars are going backwards and stuff. Because at first you're just like, what's wrong with these people? Like, they're walking, like,
that's so interesting.
Extremely odd. And then all of a sudden, like, you slowly realize you're just like, oh my God, they're actually walking backwards and this whole video is playing in reverse.
Yeah. That's so chill.
I love Donald.
That's amazing.
There's one where he's putting flyers on cars. But he's doing it so smooth because he's like, it looks like he's waving his arm up and then sliding it underneath the windshield mm-hmm. wiper. But in reality, he's taking
he's
them
taking
out.
It out.
But it took me forever to realize that because I was like, how is he doing that so smooth? Like,
see, that's so cool because that's them using that like technique to their advantage. That's so cool. So Chris, I think you have an important message
for the dear readers at home.
I'm pregnant.
I'm for that.
Yes, I'm pregnant. Yeah.
Okay, I hate this song.
This is not very fitting for the message. Oh, maybe it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one's even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-to-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Once again, for tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public servant announcement from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Free fallin'.
It's still on.
When you started playing it in the background, I was like, wait a minute. This is kind of a grim thing to talk about why you put free falling off a ladder.
I just want the dear readers to know that none of us here at WMFO nor me condone Tom Petty at all.
I tolerate a few of his
songs. I don't condone Tom Petty listening.
A couple of his songs I can stomach, but
there are a few,
American Girl is one of my favorites.
What are some others?
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Really, it's mostly I just hate Free Fallin'.
Oh yeah. American Girl's.
Okay, American Girl's, and the Heartbreakers actually have some okay songs.
American Girl's American Girl's got a pretty cool guitar riff behind it.
Have you? Has anyone been watching America's Got Talent this
no.
year?
No.
No.
Okay. Have you two?
I have never once watched it.
I used to watch it all the time, and then I haven't watched it for a while, and I started again this year. And oh my God, there is this one guy, right, who gets on there, and he comes on, and he has tape over his face, and his hair is kind of like messed up and crazy. He's got like eyeliner on, and he comes out and
wearing a leather like rain trench coat. Like
and he comes out.
Exactly.
So they do the interviews.
Eyeliner, like, trench coat. What's his hair look like?
It's kind of all like matted down in the in the back.
I would have expected.
And so he comes out and they do the interview, like, oh, hey, you know, what's your name? Where you're from? And all he does is just look at them and like, he's one of those people that can bulge his eyes out. So he looks at them and he's just like, tape face. Like, they're like, okay, tape face. He's like, what do you do? Doesn't say anything. And they're like, okay, you know what? Just go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. So they're all sitting there like, oh my God, this guy's a nut job. Because you get those every now and then. Like, one of my favorite acts was this couple who went on, and this guy balanced a lawnmower on his chin while it was running, while his wife threw lettuce into the blades and it exploded. One of my favorite acts. So you always get these nut jobs in the auditions. Yeah. So they think, oh, this is just another guy. And so he comes on, and they start playing music, and I forget exactly what the song was, but
what was the first one?
This is the one with the mitts. But he reaches into his bag and grabs two oven mitts and puts oven mitts on, and he's just holding them, right? And then so the song starts singing, and it's some love song, and he flips it over to show, and it makes like a little face because he glued a googly eye, and the thumb is a mouth on the oven mitt, and he's singing for the song, and then a girl part comes in and he flips the other one and he starts singing for her, right? And then like they get closer and closer and they're singing, and then they're like that, and then everyone, it was hysterical. Right? Are you showing? Oh
no,
it was hysterical. And then so it's not over yet.
Tape face.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he takes off the oven mitts, reaches into his bag again, and then gets out this red dress, right? Oh. And it's half a dress, and he puts it over his shoulder, right? And he mimics as if he's dancing with a woman, and because of the red dress, so his like fingernails are painted on one hand, and he's like holding his arm over, that's actually
fantastic,
right? Yeah. And then like he keeps moving his hand down to her butt, and then like she'll move it back up, and then he'll like, he did the old Bugs Bunny thing where he would like, he moved it down and then up, and then she moved it down because she was in the rhythm of it, and then he was like, hey, like, it was wicked funny. So they ended up putting him through. And the next audition,
that's actually really impressive,
right? The next audition, everyone was like, oh my God, like, what is he gonna do? So he gets on stage, right? And they play the I forget what it's called, but it's like the old Ace Flying plane music. It's like dun 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 dun.
Yeah, that's Wagner. Flight of the Valkyries.
Yeah.
And so he gets on the old leather cap and the goggles, and then he has a toothbrush on like a little spinny thing, and he starts spinning it around, and he has his arms out like he is the plane.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the toothbrush goes flying, right? And then he's like, uh oh, and then he goes face down on a stool, and everyone's like, oh, he's tanking. This isn't hilarious, right? And then all of a sudden, Free Falling by Tom Petty comes on. Right? And so he lifts all of his legs arms up. And then he's like, Free Falling. And it looks like he's free falling, and he starts spinning around. It honestly, it's hysterical.
Clouds in the background.
Guy, yeah.
That's so funny.
That's actually
he calls
cool.
up, what's her name?
Yeah. We can show you the video after, because
so
I don't want to spoil
mime.
It. He's a
yeah,
mime.
He's a
yeah,
mime.
It took forever to get, but it's like a new age mime. It's so funny.
That's so great.
New like, age mime.
A look can just mean so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, with prop emphasis. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I hope it goes
for.
My biggest complaint about America's Got Talent, or at least when I watched it years ago, was that like acts like that, you know, it's like the winner has to like be able to hold a show.
Yeah.
You know? So like small acts like that like aren't the ones technically that you get through a lot. It's mostly singers, which like if I wanted to watch a singing show, I'd watch American Idol, which I don't want to watch a singing
show.
Yeah,
that is
good,
the thing.
Because
like,
they canceled it.
Yeah.
I feel bad because a lot of the singers on America's Got Talent are really, really good singers.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's so many other shows like The X Factor, The Voice, American Idol, like so many other shows that are just for singing.
I want magicians.
Like,
I want the minds.
What is
a Ventriloquist won last year, actually.
That's cool.
They get a stage show in Vegas for a year?
Yeah, and $1 million.
I don't know if it's a year, but it's definitely, there is a contract where they get a stage show in Vegas.
They get a show and $1 million.
Like, how many musical acts are there in Vegas?
Exactly. Like
so many.
Yeah.
Granted, there are a lot of magicians in Vegas, and there are a lot of
ventriloquists. Yeah, there are a lot of everything.
But hey, at least for Chris TV Angel purposes.
Chris Angel makes good money.
Yeah.
Chris Angel does make good money.
But for like TV purposes,
I believe, forgetting his full name, Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Chris Angel Mind Freak?
Yeah.
Mind Freak.
I believe that's his last name.
Chris Mind Freak Angel.
Chris Angel Mind Freak. I think it's a hyphenated thing. Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Chris Angel Mind Freak. His dad's last name is Angel. His mom's last name is
Maybe
Mind
that's
Freak.
The song we should play, the Mind Freak
thing. Oh, let's do it.
Mind Freak.
Do it as the exit song.
No. So that's amazing. I do dig mimes a lot. Even though they're kind of creepy, but I do dig mimes. Oh, man, I didn't. Oh, I did pick out another song.
Hot right. take. I was a huge Chris Angel fan as a freshman in high school. I was a huge Chris Angel Mind Freak fan.
I was kind of into the show when it was
when it was on TV. It was huge.
Because he had some interesting magic. But then you think, wait, this is a TV show, so the majority of this is probably staged.
Like, when I was a freshman in high school, there was the trick where he levitated above the Luxor Hotel.
I was just thinking about that one.
I was like, that's so cool. And I'm thinking about it like, well, there's a ton of helicopters around him, so the odds that he's just like kind of suspended from one of those is pretty high.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. People can't fly.
What?
It kind of sucks.
That's ridiculous.
But people can't levitate.
So says you. Chris Angel proved you wrong.
Yeah. I mean, in that same episode, I think there's... He levitates down from, like, the overhang into the lobby of the Luxor.
Yeah.
And it's, like, wicked cool, you know? But then I was like, wait, this probably wasn't, like, a spur-of-the-moment thing. This is something that they staged for television. Like...
There's probably a lever and a
plug. I like live magic a lot.
Yeah.
I've always, you know, as ridiculous as much as you think about it now, how like overproduced the show was, I'd like to see his stage show in Vegas at some point.
Oh, I would still love to see, because I think on stage things are better.
Yeah.
Like it's harder to hide stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas when he was levitating above the Luxor, all they needed to make sure was that the helicopter that's directly above him wasn't in the shot.
Yeah.
You know? That was their entire goal in that
Chris thing. Angel, we're calling you out.
Yeah, Chris Angel, we're calling you out. You and Howie Carr on this show together.
Man, what a guest
I don't
list.
Know your political views, but that could be either really good or really bad for us, depending.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Astro Hour has been canceled.
We call you out.
We've called out everybody.
If I had like an old-timey radio soundbox, not even old-timey, like a 90s radio soundbox, we'd have like a voice there. They'd be like, calling you out, you know?
calling you out.
Yeah, exactly. That I would just play
on the radio.
On repeat. On the radio. Here's Africa by Toto.
Thank you. just longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
And we're back with the Astro Hour, the song show that you're currently listening to. That was Africa by Toto, another song used off of out of Stranger Things. That and Echo and the Bunnymen's Nocturnal Me, which we started the show off today.
I have to get around to watching that.
It's really good. I watched it. I watched it in a day because it was so good. And
how many
I wasn't expecting
are there?
Eight.
Eight?
8-hour-long episodes. Pretty fun. Fun time.
Now that I'm done with all my stuff school-wise, I'm going to have to take a look at that.
It's a great time. It's like, I don't know, I just really dig it.
Everybody's been making references and like posting, like I've seen like the intro of the show, like the,
yeah,
you know how it's like
hashtag Barb had it coming,
the red letters on like that grayish black background.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been making like posts of that on online
and the Ouija board wall.
Yeah, everybody's been posting stuff and making references, and I'm like, I don't get this, and I don't like being out of the loop.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'm gonna have to watch
and
it.
And to be honest, like that's kind of why I started watching it. Because everyone was like, "This is the greatest thing ever. This is the greatest thing ever. This is the greatest thing ever." But then I watched it, and it was the greatest thing ever.
That's
so.
The reason I watched. On Twitter, I follow a lot of the guys from Barstool Sports because I think mm-hmm. they're funny, and they all were like, for the past month and a half, live tweeting every episode of The Bachelorette. So I tuned in the finale of The Bachelorette so I could follow along. So I was like, I hate being left out because they're funny guys, but I don't get their jokes when they're joking about The Bachelorette.
I think it's so funny that The Bachelorette has become kind of like the cool, ironic thing for heterosexual males to watch now, like ironically.
Yeah.
I just find it kind of...
Well, the funny thing was Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, his brother... Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it, won The Bachelorette. I don't know if you technically count that as winning, but he won.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't really even know anything.
Well, he's a former college football quarterback and the brother of one of the best NFL quarterbacks currently.
Woo!
Woo! Sports.
Runs in the family.
Sports.
Except also
no one runs...
Up. No one runs.
No one runs in my family.
Yeah, me neither. Well, my sister is running a half marathon in February.
Oh, that's good awesome. Luck to your sister.
Yeah, in Disney. She's pretty much just doing it to go to Disney.
Always a good excuse.
Yeah, I mean, why not? She'll do fine, probably.
Any reason
we'll
you
can see how much of, she runs in the winter.
Any reason you can think of to go to Disney, it's a good reason.
However, to be honest, I totally agree.
I'm not a huge Disney park fan. I'm in Florida anyway. Yeah. Much more of a Universal fan.
I'm not a Universal person.
Oh,
love
man.
Disney. Disney's so immersive, you know.
See,
And I'm not a roller coaster person.
Universal's that's for me because I like the roller coasters. It's got Harry Potter. It's got. Well, even though Disney bought out Marvel, there's still some Marvel stuff to it.
Yeah, they have all the Marvel stuff.
Which is weird. Like, Disney owns the rights to Marvel.
It's because there was an outstanding contract.
Yeah.
Damn. They had, like, I think the contract expires in, like, 5 years or something, and Universal's, like, scrambling to get, like, DC stuff.
Figure out what they're going to put into that area.
Yeah.
Because the Islands of Adventure, I mean, my favorite ride at Universal Florida is the Incredible Hulk coaster, and I don't know what they're going to do if they have scrambling to figure that
out. Well, I think there's something in there about them being able to keep like the rides and even keep the branding on the rides for a time.
Yeah.
But they can't have like the characters walking around. They can't have the name Marvel.
They still do now. The characters are still walking around.
Yeah. But like that's going to end soon. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which kind of sucks, because I would love to be walking around a park and, like, have my picture taken with Spider-Man, even though I am Spider-Man, so it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be the one walking around in the Spider-Man suit.
That's very true.
So you would be taking a picture with a fellow fan dressed as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Interestingly enough, I don't know if Universal has this policy, but Disney does have a policy of you're not allowed to dress in costume in the parks as an adult. Children are allowed to, you know...
Oh yeah,
dress as princesses and whatnot. But
what if that's my normal wear?
Then you're not allowed in. It's up to. I hate you. It's up to the discretion of the people I think working.
Yeah.
Do we got any more hot takes before we leave? Anything, Sean?
Yeah,
because you're leaving soon.
Sean is moving into
school tomorrow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Can't believe it.
Sean, do you have anything to say to the dear readers?
Yeah. In order to save money on housing costs, I've devised a plan. I've come up with a plan with a couple of my friends. So what we're going to do is housing costs somewhere around like $6,000, something crazy. And parking for commuters costs $450 per spot. So what we're going to do is buy up 4 spots, right? So... And then we're going to buy a used RV and then live in the RV and keep it in our spots that we bought for the semester. That's how we'll save money.
What if they're not four spots that four are next spots, to each other?
Four spots. How much does a spot cost?
$450.
For an entire semester?
So that's a little less than $2,000.
Yep.
Okay, so that's like $1,800.
Okay,
and a used RV would cost like, what, $4,000?
What are you going to do?
Maybe.
So that's like $6,000. How many people can you fit in the RV?
We'll jam like 6 in there.
6 people.
Now, how are you gonna like empty the septic or whatever, like the bathroom tank?
That's what the street's for.
Yeah,
that's illegal.
We'll find that's a what drain. Storm drains are for.
That's no, it's not what storm drains are for. Storm drains are for storms.
We'll drive.
They can go to the bathroom inside.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was gonna say we can just can use like there. The locker rooms for showers, and someone will let us into the halls for bathrooms.
You seem to have this all figured out.
I do.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, personally.
Think about it. Like, you're going around campus, and you're just like, hey, do you hear about the guys, like, living in an
the RV?
Wait, what? The guys. Like, there's this group of guys, and they're saving costs because they're living in an RV. They paid for a commuter spot, but they just park there all the time.
What about
live
those,
in the RV that
What
they
about
have.
Those four commuters that can't afford to get... Or like, what about those four commuters that now can't get to school because you've taken their spots?
I'm sure there's extra spots.
Yeah.
What if I was like, that's just general rules that apply, right? But like, we figure it'll take up about 2 to 3 spots, depending on how we do it, whether it's back to back or side by side. And then we'll have like the extra fourth spot for like chairs and like the little awning or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your front
it'll be
lawn.
Awesome.
Your
front lawn. Front lawn, essentially.
I say go for it. I mean,
it's going to be awesome.
I still think we should buy a Jeep together, personally, but
I'm still in.
Yeah, I think we should.
Why
do
together
it.
Buy a Jeep?
Because then it's affordable.
Yeah, and then it's affordable. And then
yeah, but we'll he's just... gonna be in Lowell, and you're gonna be in Medford.
Yeah, it's semantics.
Yeah, exactly. I won't need to drive it as much, and then
so you'd be paying for a Jeep that you don't get to drive.
No, but like I'll come down and use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How will you Sean, you can pay for a sixth of the Jeep.
How will you, get down from Lowell to Medford to drive the Jeep without a car?
Oh, there's a commuter rail.
Yeah. Oh, dude, people from Lowell come down on the commuter rail all the time. Yeah,
all the time. It's the basically time. The
Half
new
my
Lowell
high school
rail.
Friends went to Lowell. And actually now like way more of the other half of my high school friends are now going to Lowell. So they visit all the time.
From my graduating class mostly went to Amherst.
I had a few people at Amherst, but actually
Zoomass.
A bunch of my friends now that are at Amherst are now transferring to Lowell.
I was a Beacon.
You were a Boston kid, yeah.
Aquarium Mass? Yeah, because Amherst is Zoomass.
Yeah.
So UMass Lowell is Aquarium Mass. Aquarium Mass.
I don't really get that.
Because we're wild over there.
Instead of a zoo, they're an aquarium.
Yeah. You're wet like an aquarium. And wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aquarium Mass.
I'm just.
No, it's actually Anthony's brother's roommate tried to start it up at the school, apparently.
That's pretty funny.
Clearly didn't catch on.
It's relatively new. It's in work in progress.
I'm trying to think of like a thing that rhymes lol. That's a pun, like bowl.
Fish bowl?
Bowl.
Fish bowl.
Ooh.
UMass fishbowl. That's kind of... It's a work in progress.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. By the time you get back in the show, we'll figure it out.
Troll.
Oh, well, Lowell is kind of like a hole because it's kind of disgusting and gross.
There's some nice parts of the city. There's some not nice parts of the city.
Like what?
Like UMass.
I will say all the UMass buildings that I've seen are really nice.
However, when I... Back 4 5 years ago almost, when I was looking at colleges... I had my heart set on Fitchburg.
Yeah.
And then I went out there and I realized the only thing nice about Fitchburg besides like the campus is the Market Basket down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided not to go to Fitchburg.
I like Market Basket.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend my days in a Market Basket though. Bless you.
I feel that. Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's what we're here for.
Sean, do you want to end with Radar Love or do you want to do a different song?
Doesn't matter to me. Whatever your expertise.
Take on me.
I'm not going to do Take on Me. I'm going to do another song that I think you know. I think we talked about it once.
You and I, or you and Sean?
Me and Sean.
Oh.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, wait, that's explicit. I can't do that one. Damn. That's good. The less I need to play My Chemical Romance, the better.
FCC, we're calling you out. Okay, maybe not that one. All right, FCC, we apologize. We're not calling you out.
I think, yeah, no, we're not calling out the FCC today. Yeah, we'll end with Radar Love. Why not? Good luck at school, Sean.
Thank you.
That'll be great.
Good luck to you, too.
Yes.
Well, not me, because...
Well, with your job and stuff.
I'm substituting this year, so...
That's good. Pretty
congrats.
Chill.
Yeah,
got awesome. That. Got the job.
I got
at the high school.
I got a substituting job.
Yeah, you're substituting at the high school.
I know.
I saw the pictures of new teacher orientation.
Yeah,
yesterday.
You saw who got the job.
Yeah. Whatever. You know.
You don't need them.
Maybe I do.
I need them for employment.
I need a paycheck.
That's fine. You can stay unemployed for like a yearish. No, you got substituting this. You're not unemployed, and you got the other job.
Well, I work three jobs now, so
just keep applying.
Yeah.
At some point, a teacher will die, and you gotta. This is something that happens. Cool. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I forgot to say so. I am going to continue my other show over the school year.
Oh, the word of the day?
Word of the day, but we're changing up the theme a little bit to the point where we're going to change the name. And I'm trying to advocate for a nonsense name. So the name I really want for the show is What If... No Airplanes. Yes. It's from like this YouTube video, but I just think out of context, it works perfectly. Just What If No Airplanes? Like, you're listening to 91.5. This is What If No Airplanes? Like... I just think it's fantastic.
I think it works.
So stay tuned, dear readers, for a show that's potentially called What If No Airplanes.
You should name it the Harambe Hour.
No. The Harambe memes need to die.
Hey, listen. The Cincinnati Zoo asked people to stop making Harambe memes. I'm asking the Cincinnati Zoo to stop making